Beloved, how was your week? Welcome back to another episode of Christian Singles Today. I am your host, Reverend Simone Lee, your Christian relationship coach, aka Simone the Beloved. And I'm just so excited that we can have another conversation today about what it means to be a Christian single. So in case you missed it, for the last few weeks, we've been talking about, you know, the fruitfulness that is available in this season of singlehood, that it doesn't need to be seen as this desolate place or this place of in-between where you're waiting for something good to happen as if there's nothing available here. So I had started this podcast by having a lot of conversations about like exploring some of the realities of the hurt and struggles of what it means to be single, but also that, you know, there is so much fruitfulness, so much growth, and so much to be explored and so much blessing to be discovered during this season, and it's a unique gift that God has placed you in. But at the same time, let's not look at marriage as if, you know, then we should not desire marriage and just conclude and stay comfortable in our gift of singleness or this gift that is the season. But instead, let's also see marriage as something that God has intended and instituted and designed for us, because it's one of the ways He invites us to be in this relationship with the Trinity, that as we explore what it means to be man and wife with Christ at the center of it all, that we get a glimpse of that wonderful relationship that the Trinity has, where they're supportive of one another, in it for one another, and there to serve and love one another. And that we get a glimpse of that when we are in a Christ-centered marriage or relationship family. So today, I just want us to like have the opportunity to talk about, you know, what is your dream marriage? What do you desire for your marriage to look like? You know how they say, if you fail to make a plan, you're planning to fail. And I think that also applies when we're looking at our marriage, and also even applies when we're just focusing on being faithful and listening to the guidance of God. Because Proverbs 16:9 ESV says, the heart of man plans his ways, but the Lord establishes his steps. It means that God isn't opposing to the fact that man plans his ways, but that we need the Lord our God to be the one that establishes our steps. And then there's Luke 14:28-30. From the ESV version, it reads, for which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who sees it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. When we want to build something, when we're desiring to build something, we need to count the costs. We need to make sure that we know where we're going and what we're doing and how that we're going to be doing all of this, so that when you go through the process of doing it, you'll be sure to succeed. And the thing is, it's not so much that the plans that God is opposing, is that when we make these plans on our own without Him, that we're trying to lay these foundations without Him, when we're counting all the costs without Him, when we're not partnering with Him, that's what grieves the heart of God. So that is why today I just wanted to encourage us to take the time to slow down and have this conversation with God our Father, the one who instituted marriage, who thought of marriage in the first place, who desired for marriage in your life more than you desired for it in the first place, and have these conversations with Him. But how to prepare for the life that you've been wanting for the life that He has put in your heartbeat, He has put on your footprints, and how to prepare yourself for such a family, for such a relationship. But before we go diving in deep like that, I just really want to encourage you to slow down and stop whatever you're doing. And first of all, subscribe and follow so that you will be notified next time that a new episode comes out next Tuesday. But all the more, slow down and grab yourself a cup of tea or coffee so that you can just cuddle up on a couch or somewhere comfy and really take time to engage in this conversation with me. And I would even encourage you to grab a journal or a device of some kind where you can jot down some of your reflections as you're having this conversation with me, to jot down some prayer points so that you may continue to engage with God about the things that we're going to talk about throughout the week. So beloved, are you ready? Okay, I just want to invite you to start off with a prayer and just ask the Holy Spirit to come and guide you in this conversation, to trust that you are not in this journey alone, but that He is with you every single step of the way, and to know that God our Father has beautiful plans for you, plans that are above and beyond anything that you can ever dream or conceive of on your own. And He wants to invite you today to ask Him to give you a glimpse of what these dreams are for your life. So let us pray. Father, we thank you so much that you love us enough to not leave us where we're at, but that you're always desiring and inviting us to seek you, to want more of you, to open up ourselves to more of the blessings that you have in store for us. And today, as we gather together virtually, to seek your face, to seek your heart, to know what are your plans for us in regards to our marriage, we pray that your Holy Spirit would give us revelation and that you would strengthen our hearts to dream even in areas that we have allowed to die because of disappointment of delay, because your word has said that hope defer makes the heart sick. But we know if you can resurrect the dead, then you can even resurrect our dreams and our hopes. So we lay all this at your feet today, allowing you to be the promise keeper of our future, of our lives, and even in our relationship, in our marriage, and in our families. And we seek your face and knowing the way we should go and the thing that we should do in all of this. In Jesus' name we pray. So if you have your journal or your device ready, I want to encourage you to start jotting down what is your wildest dreams about what you desire for your marriage to look like. If there was no bounds, what are some of the things that you really, really desire in that relationship, in that family? We talked about it last week that we all have some things we want to get out of marriage, out of that family relationship. What is your deepest desire when you think about marriage? What is your hope? What do you hope it to look like? What will it satisfy? What will it accomplish for you? What are some of the yearnings in your heart that is wanting to be fulfilled through this union, through this relationship, through this marriage? If need be, I encourage you to maybe even take a pause at this podcast right now and just journal down all of these things. Write down your wildest dreams. And allow the Holy Spirit to also tell you what are their wildest dreams for you. This exercise is so important because unless we know what we are aiming for, we won't even know how to prepare for it. And let me tell you from experience that you don't want to get yourself caught in a situation where you find that maybe you have everything you're looking for, but you didn't prepare yourself well. And when you're in it, you don't know how to react and you don't know what to do and you just shut down. That is a messy place to be in. And if you are in one of those messy situations right now, I know God is with you and will bring you in and through it. And that there is fruit to be reaped even in the messiness. Actually, I find a lot of times there is a lot to be accounted for in these messy seasons. But nonetheless, wouldn't it be better if we could better prepare ourselves so that we don't have to react, but instead know how to proceed forward? It's kind of like I have two analogies in my mind right now. The first one is the fire escape plan that is at the back of all the hotel doors, because it's useful to know that in case of emergencies, what the evacuation plan is, what you're supposed to be doing, and how to get into safety. But I feel like that is kind of a bad analogy for this case, because it's as if, like, you know, if you're not prepared to be in a relationship, then you need an escape plan, and that's not what I'm trying to get at. But you know what I mean, right? So maybe the better analogy is like when you're going on vacation, it's better to have a plan that you know what are the things that you want to do, what are the sights you want to see, and that even though there may be things that will come up that will add hiccups to itinerary, but at least you're prepared to know, you know, what is the general idea of where you're going with all of this. And that's the thing. That is why we need to look at what are your desires of what you want your marriage to look like, so that you can prepare yourself and to align yourself actually to be in relationships that will bring you to where God is leading you to be. A lot of times we may think, oh, this is where I want to be, but we don't prepare ourselves and we don't align ourselves to be that person. And then we get really frustrated, discouraged, and disappointed about why am I always going in the opposite direction? First of all, we need to get our car facing in the right direction. And if we don't even know whether we're supposed to go north or south, we'll get very frustrated if we just keep on moving forward, not knowing that we're going in the opposite direction because we haven't properly prepared and aligned ourselves to be that person that is ready for the relationship, for the marriage, for the family that you so desire and that God has planned and intended for you. So the next question I want to encourage you to journal and pray and ask the Holy Spirit for revelation about is, God, how shall I prepare for this? How can I better prepare for my marriage life, for my family life, for the relationship that is to come? For example, for the longest time, as long as I can remember as a kid, I had wanted to be an overseas missionary. One where, like, basically it's like, you know, in Africa and, like, you know, living in a hut and ministering to orphans or whatever, something like that. And honestly, up until a couple of months ago, I was still really struggling with God about the disappointment of that He made me an online missionary instead. One where I do not get to do all the things I had pictured that I had wanted to do with my life. And instead, one of my close friends was actually living that very lifestyle that I had desired all my life as a kid. And then one day, God sat me down and said, in all honesty, Simone, if you really, really, really wanted that lifestyle, you would have prepared yourself better. And I asked him, what do you mean? He said, do you actually think you're in the physical health to do what your friend is doing right now? Because you're getting live recounts, updates about the things that she has to go through and the living situation that she is in. And God convicted me that I had not upkept my life and lifestyle in a way where my health was able to sustain that lifestyle. Therefore, deep down, it convicted me to see that deep, deep, deep down, I was not prepared for what I had imagined my life to look like. And perhaps I did not really, really wanted my life to look like that. But instead, the lifestyle of being an online missionary was something that was a lot more in tune or aligned with my own lifestyle and the choices and the things I enjoy. So that's a really, really tough conversation to have. I know that when God had that conversation with me, I was in shock for a few days. I couldn't understand it and I couldn't believe it. So give yourself grace and be gentle, but allow the Holy Spirit to speak truth into your life. What is it that you truly desire for your life to look like? And if you were to continue the lifestyle, the relationship style that you are currently on the trajectory of, where is that leading you? And if it's leading you towards something that you're going to be very upset about and it's not how you ever want to live the rest of your life, then ask yourself and ask the Holy Spirit, what are some changes that you need to make so that you can get back on track towards where you know your life is destined for? You know God is leading you. You know where your blessing lies. So I just want to give you guys a prompt to just perhaps pause here for a moment and journal about that. Beloved, I know that today we went through some really, really hard topics, but I just want to commend you and just to give yourself a pat on the shoulder and just be really proud that you even started these conversations. I mean, maybe you're just scratching the surface and you don't even really know where you're going with yet, but know that God is faithful, that once you open the door, that He will be sure to continue these conversations with you. But you also need to do your part to make space to allow Him to continue these conversations with you. And just so that you don't think that, you know, like, oh, if I prepare myself perfectly for relationships and my marriage, then like my life will work out exactly as I plan or I desire it to be. Unfortunately, life doesn't work that way either. There are a lot of things sometimes like we think we have completely prepared ourselves for, only to realize as we reach there that perhaps there was no way I could have been prepared fully for this. Perhaps there was no way I could have completely understood what I was desiring until I reached this point. And that's okay, honey. It's okay. It's okay that sometimes we need to trial and error and learn that way. Sometimes we may need to walk into what we don't want to discover what we actually do want. And at other times, we just may need to give ourselves grace to just slow down and pay attention and know how to filter through the confusion, the trauma, the shock of what real life actually looks like. Even though it may be everything you wanted, but it may still be very triggering, very traumatic, very shocking. And that it may still need time, and you just may need time to adjust to it. So give yourself the space and the grace to do that if that's where you're at right now. That you're finding yourself going towards everything you've wanted in your life, but you do need that space and time to let things settle down. It's kind of like after yeast have been activated, I've been making bread lately, after yeast has been activated, but you still need to let the bread sit down on its own so that it can rise. And you can't rush that. Sometimes I try to rush it and I try to knead it more, hoping that it'll rise quicker or I'll like change the environment, the temperature and all that stuff. Try to help it. Just like you can't yank at a plant to make it grow faster. And believe me, I've tried. Some things just need time. So give yourself grace and time to walk through these conversations, all the things that God was speaking to you through our time together today, and let Him help you figure out what is the blessing that He is inviting you to step forward into, and what are the things that He is inviting you to also to prepare for in this season, so that you can be most ready when the blessings are ready to be poured onto your life, to abound in your life, and that you would get the most out of it. Beloved, I'm so excited for you, and I can't wait to hear from you all the feedback about what God is preparing you for. I would love to join you in prayer and anticipation and celebration of all that is to come. So don't forget to hit me up on social media at Simone the Beloved, and I look forward to hearing from you all and our conversation next Tuesday again. And in case no one told you recently, you are loved, you are seen, you are accepted, and you belong. Have a great and wonderful week.